Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 28, Mbombela 31, and Emalahleni a high of 29 degrees.
This morning, we're still dealing with that stationary bus in Pretoria on the Mabopane Highway inbound at Theo Martins, causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, the Springboks' end-of-year tour schedule has been confirmed, and SAFA to take action against Royal AM and Lindelani Ladies after the two teams came to blows during a league match on Sunday.
We start in the capital, where the mayor is expecting a fight back over the Rooivalle tender suspensions.
When you fix wrongdoing in a system, there are always people who will try and rally politicians to their cause, do the right thing, and we face the consequences. And if that includes a political backlash, that's fine. We're ready for that.
Tshwane Mayor Lia Brink has reacted to the decision to place five senior officials from the city of Tshwane on precautionary suspension on full pay. This follows a year-long internal disciplinary process that found them guilty on a charge of breaching their code of conduct relating to the multi-million rand tender to upgrade the embattled Rooivalle water treatment plant in the north of the city. Brink adds, Tshwane is clamping down on irregular expenditure.
There are embedded networks of corruption. I don't make any accusation against anyone, including the folks that face the disciplinary action. But it's clear, if you produce 10 billion in irregular expenditure over a decade, something is seriously wrong.
In the east of Tshwane, technical teams are standing by their undertaking to start reconnecting areas from tomorrow night.
Restoration by Wednesday evening on a phased approach, with a certain group being powered up. Once the levels of stress are being maintained, we can be able to move another group again up until everyone in the region has some sort of power available.
Member of the Tshwane Mayoral Committee for Utilities, Themba Forsie, visited the site at the Mooikloof substation yesterday. That's where an explosion and fire dumped large parts of the eastern side of the capital in the dark last Wednesday night. In Johannesburg, City Power says repairs were completed at the Ridge substation in the early hours of this morning. However, technical teams are still attending to faults at the High Street distributor. Large parts of the Joburg CBD were left powerless yesterday, including various hospitals. To international news, tensions have flared between pro-Palestinian student protesters and school administrators at several US universities through the night, as in-person classes were also cancelled and demonstrators arrested. The protests, which began last week at Columbia University, have also now spread to other campuses, including world-renowned Yale and MIT. And in Britain, a South African has brought one of the biggest surprises so far in this season of Britain's Got Talent.
I'm Innocent Masugo from South Africa, but I live in London.
Do you think you're going to win?
Well, I think let's find out.
But the panel made the mistake of judging this book by his cover. And once Masugo started singing, it was the end of all jokes. And he literally caused the judges to do a double take. Masuka has been lauded as being one of the best opera singers ever on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, wow.
I'm Gade de Suzan en jou hoof nie Tshwane maak reg vir 'n politieke geveg oor die Rooivalle tenderskorsings.
Like innocent, when it comes to our kids versus parents this morning, I've been told that the parents may have dropped the ball. I don't know. At Witbank 8, so Milani versus her son Evert. Lots of comments coming in. So where are all those country fans? Are they going to back Brooks and Dunn? Or are they going to back the kids, Imagine Dragons, also a massive band? Ons vind meer daaroor uit. En die onderwerp vir How Hard Can It Be die week is Hönung. A bit of Herne. I'll tell you more about that and what that challenge is about. Here's Pink.
I've been dreaming.